You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, on this Wednesday morning, our next guest has written so many great books about, well, about death and murder, featuring forensic pathologist Dr. Kay Scarpetta, who is now being played on Prime Video by Nicole Kidman. But for her next book, Patricia Cornwell has written about herself. It's called True Crime, a Memoir, and we're very pleased to have her on the line with us right now. Patricia, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. It's nice to be with you.
Well, I appreciate you joining us this morning. An international best-selling author, you've written over 30 books. Why now for a memoir?
Well, you know, in recent years, there had been some talk about developing a television series that was based on my life, and I realized there wasn't that much biographical information about me. So I thought, you know what, I'll sit down and write some facts about my life that people don't know. And as I started doing that, and it was January a year ago, next thing I knew, I was writing my story. And, you know, I'd always said I wasn't going to do it. But somehow, it almost did itself. And suddenly, it decided that it wanted to be told, and that's what happened.
You've written so many books that are works of fiction. What was it like to write your memoir? How was it different from writing a Scarpetta book?
Well, you know, it's very different because I'm, you know, mining the information from my own life and really researching my own life. You know, I've written some other nonfiction before. My first book was a biography, and I also did two books on Jack the Ripper, that nonfiction book. So I've done books where I research, and I also do that with my Scarpetta novels. But yes, it was different researching my own life and finding out things that you thought you remembered the way they happened, and then you realize when you're going through old letters and journals and things like that, that it might, your story might be a little different than you thought. And it was getting an overview like that, put it this way, it's very sobering.
I'll bet. And you had to relive some things that were not necessarily happy memories or happy thoughts. You had a complex childhood. How did that shape you as a writer?
Well, I think everything shapes us as you know, as writers or artists or just in general. We are, you know, our DNA, of course, is important, but our early life experiences also shape who we are, for better or for worse. And yeah, there were a lot of hardships, but when I was growing up. But one of the things it taught me was to be resourceful on my own. I spent a lot of time by myself, and I learned to really use my imagination to keep me company and transport me to places I wanted to go. And that has been a very valuable tool to have if you end up being an author.
Readers of this book might be surprised to learn that you came to know the late Reverend Billy Graham and his wife Ruth very well. What do their friendship and support mean to you?
Well, that is part of the fairy tale of my life, because my mother, when I was 7, moved us to this little town in North Carolina that she'd never been to before, a place called Montreat outside of Asheville. And the reason she moved her 3 kids there was she wanted us to be raised in the same neighborhood where Billy Graham lived, because she attended one of his crusades in Miami and became very spiritual, very deeply religious after that. And she wanted to live where Billy Graham's family did. And after we'd been there for the better part of 2 years, she then, on one ill-fated morning when she was having a psychotic episode, she tried to take us up the mountain and give us to the Grahams. Mm. And that was my first meeting with Ruth, was sitting in her living room when I was 9 years old, when my mom wanted to have her children raised by them. So that was the beginning of what became a lifetime relationship with not just the Grahams, but primarily with Ruth, who became like a mother figure to me.
Pretty remarkable life, all outlined in True Crime, a Memoir by Patricia Cornwell. Did you ever, you know, I mean, 30 books, over 30 books you've written, but that first one, getting published that first time, is not easy. Were there any times when you just thought about giving up, not being a writer?
You know, there in the early days, when I'd written three crime novels and I was working in the medical examiner's office, I'd gone there to do research to write crime novels, never realizing it would take me so long to get published that I'd end up working at the medical examiner's office. I was there 6 years. That's how long it took me to launch the Scarpetta series. And I think it was like graduate school for me. And yes, I did get discouraged. And I tell this to everybody, failure is not necessarily a measure of your worth. Because if it were, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Because I had so many rejected books. And I've had a lot of, when I was coming along, you know, dreams that you get dashed to the earth. You know, they're not, it doesn't work out for you. And that's part of growing up, is learning to deal with disappointment, learning to deal with failures, and making them something that becomes a tool and an advantage, makes you better and stronger instead of having them defeat you.
When you were coming up as a writer, were there any other writers that you looked to for inspiration or even for advice?
You know, when I was trying to write murder mysteries, when I was getting started and I didn't know what in the world I was doing, I did write several letters to P.D. James. And she was kind enough to answer me. I mean, I asked her advice. I even sent her a chapter of a book I was trying to write, and she sent it back, and she said, I hope you understand that I can't read things like this, but I wish you well. But truth is, I was mostly on my own trying to figure out how to tell a crime story and create, you know, really something that was a weird hybrid, because I was trying to read a few murder mysteries to see how they were written, because I'd never read murder mysteries by the time I started doing this. And yet I'm in a medical examiner's office doing research and watching autopsies. So how do you look at Agatha Christie and put that together with seeing the real thing and riding with the police every weekend? So that was the beginning of my developing what became my own formula, which is something that reads a lot like true crime, but it's actually fiction.
How much of you is in Kay Scarpetta? How much is that character shaped by your own personality and experience?
Well, I think the things that we have in common is we work cases the same way, and I think that makes sense that that would be the case, you know, that when I'm writing a crime novel, that Scarpetta and I are thinking the same way about what's going on. We also have the same sensibilities when it comes to believing that the one thing you don't do is abuse power, that it doesn't mean that you're weak or passive or you're going to let people, quote, tread on you, but what you don't do is use power in an unnecessary way that becomes abusive. And Scarpetta doesn't do that, and I try very hard not to do that. But beyond that, there are tremendous differences between the Scarpetta character and me. I'm not a forensic pathologist. I'm not a lawyer. She's a much quieter, more thoughtful, more interior person who listens a lot more than she speaks. I'm a communicator, so that's not me. In many ways, her personality is more like Nicole Kidman, who, when I've been around her, she is very thoughtful, she's very observant, but she doesn't instantly just talk. She observes and calculates, and Scarpetta is very much that same way.
The new book is True Crime, a Memoir by Patricia Cornwell. Patricia, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.